Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Classic Artist Spotlight with Larry Ravenswood as he rewinds back in time and spotlights an artist from yesteryear.
The Monkees.
Loosely created on the Beatles' adventures in A Hard Day's Night, NBC television nearly equaled that success. Nearly. One thing can be sure, the Monkees did lead a revolution of marketing, not only in songs, but in lunchboxes and everything associated with the commercially susceptible youth of the 60s. And it was all attributed by an ad in the LA paper which led a few hundred boys to an audition around late 1965. NBC settled on four boys, Peter Tork, Mike Nesmith, Mickey Dolenz, and Davy Jones. The stage was set, the scripts were written, the music was produced, and a TV show was launched. The premise behind the program was simple. Four guys live together in a beach house along the ocean and decide, or at least strive, to become a successful pop group and would leave no stone unturned to becoming just that. The skits were fast-paced, quirky, and at times reminiscent of a Mack Sennett film. The program was a hit, and so were the Monkees' songs. Using session musicians and songwriters like Neil Diamond and Boyce and Hard, the Monkees had become a recording sensation. Their theme song was their first release in 1966.
Monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
The million sellers continued, including this number one record.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
In truth, the group was a concoction, but in truth, they were four talented guys. So, in 1967, they set out to defy the will of their masters by writing their own songs and playing their own instruments on record. Many ideas were interesting, but the majority of Monkee fans wouldn't have a more mature, sophisticated, psychedelic Monkee sound or personage. These subsequent recordings would stiff, leaving questions about whether the band had made the right choices. They made a movie in 1968 called Head, which was equally confusing. However, in the early 70s, the NBC TV series started running on syndication, and a whole new breed of Monkee fans were born. And the group has an affectionate and dedicated place in music fans' hearts to this very day. Some of the members will reunite on occasion to do a concert, so the Monkees still very much may just come to your town. Their first real big hit was a number one record from the fall of 66. Last Train to Clarksville, as we present the Monkees on the Classic Artist Spotlight.
Don't know if I'm ever coming home.
And that is our Classic Artist Spotlight. I'm Larry Ravenswood, engineer Daryl Jurgensen. Thank you very much for listening.